The church was crowded, and people appeared emotional on this particular Sunday. Many said they came to offer thanks, to mourn the dead, and to pray for the future. A priest read the names of some of the almost 90 people the government says died in police assaults on protesters this week. He prayed for forgiveness and peace and for the souls of the dead. The sermon was about repentance, redemption, and final judgment. The deaths are personal to these priests. They opened the cathedral to protesters fleeing police assaults from the beginning in November, and then barricaded the doors to keep security forces out. And last Wednesday, when the police attacked the protest camp in Independence Square, the priests allowed one side of the church to be used as an emergency clinic. Volunteers are still there, ready in case the current calm turns out to be temporary. Valentina Osica has been doing what she can to help the protesters for nearly 2 months, but she remembers that first night in the church clinic last week in particular.
The pain hit me and I started crying. A priest came and was surprised to see me crying, but maybe he wasn't so surprised because everyone was feeling this pain.
Many in Sunday's congregation shared her feelings, and some brought their children and grandchildren, hoping they will remember what happened this week.
With our souls and bodies, we are for the Maidan movement and for all those people who want freedom.
We are here for the first time with the children. We are really sorry about what happened. Oh my God, the protesters are just so great.
Ukrainians appear to have changed their country's future this week, but for many, Sunday was a day to put politics aside. Worship is always about faith and hope, and never more so than on this Sunday in Kyiv. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.